And still with Papua New Guinea, where preparations to host the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation or APEC Leaders Summit in November are well underway. Leaders of the world's biggest powers will converge on Port Moresby to discuss trade and investment. Johnny Blades reports from the PNG capital.
APEC is billed by PNG's government as the ultimate chance to unlock the resource-rich country's economic potential. Despite a struggling economy and record debt levels, the government has borrowed significantly to develop Port Moresby's infrastructure, such as road construction, in time for APEC. PNG's treasurer is Charles Abel.
We need investment. We need partnerships. You know, we need capital to develop our country. And so APEC is going to present a wonderful opportunity, marketing opportunity for Papua New Guinea, because there's so many opportunities with the wealth that we have and the wonderful people that we have and the beautiful culture that we have. And so APEC presents an opportunity just for Papua New Guinea to be in the spotlight, bring all the CEOs here, bring the global leaders here, bring the world spotlight here. And we're saying that within this Asia-Pacific region, which is going to be the major growth driver in the world over the next few years, Papua New Guinea is well placed here.
But the opposition MP, Brian Kramer, is not convinced with the government's claim that hosting APEC will put PNG on the global map.
Well, firstly, we're already on the map. The problem is we're on the map for all the wrong reasons. Look, the reality is we're a very small economy. So it's not like all of a sudden the world is going to open up to PNG. The challenges in PNG remain the same in terms of doing business in PNG, in terms of corruption, and these are the deterrents that are turning away investment.
Over the past 10 years, Port Moresby has seen a great surge in investment. But the growing skyline and the influx of money hasn't translated into much in the way of opportunity for most ordinary people.
The average Papua New Guinean is struggling to get by. Cost of living has gone up as our kina continues to devaluate. So while the APEC is ramping up in terms of its media and publicity, it will have little impact on people on the ground.
Yet the governor of PNG's National Capital District, Powers Parkop, is banking on a future payoff. Hosting APEC offers the possibility of a new reputation for a city known internationally for its high crime rate.
We will prove that we are capable of hosting a major global event. We also will be a city that can be a place that not only Papua New Guinea can look to for services and for opportunities, but also for me, I want to see Port Moresby also becoming a regional city that we can be a city that the Pacific looks to, maybe for services, for employment, for recreation, for entertainment, for opportunities as well.
The APEC summit will be the biggest event that's ever taken place in this Pacific Island country of 8 million people. APEC is all about opportunity, and PNG's government has its eyes firmly on the main chance. In Port Moresby, Johnny Blades.